Hello, and welcome to our fourth episode of the Vast Charter School podcast. I am your host, Destiny Schmitz, the elite teacher at Vast. Our topic today is about FFA. What is FFA? FFA is an intracurricular organization that is different than an extracurricular organization because an extracurricular organization is extra. It is something that happens after school and isn't considered essential to the school itself. They're wonderful and nice to have, but we can easily get rid of them and everything would be okay. The intracurricular organizations are an essential part of the curriculum. They are a part of the curriculum. That's why they're intra within. Whereas extra is there in the outside. FFA is a lot like the extracurricular organizations. It's still a club and it is similar to the other clubs, but it is important enough that the government has decided to consider it an intracurricular activity because it is an essential part of the agricultural education model. There is three parts to the agricultural education model. There is the classroom, which is when you go into school and you go in class and you get taught by the teacher and do all your fun things. There's FFA, and there's SAE, which is supervised agricultural experiences. We need all three of those to happen to meet the agricultural education trifecta, make sure that we're getting the complete agricultural education experience. FFA, again, is an essential part of the curriculum, so it's considered intracurricular. Without it, there would just be a piece missing from the agricultural education curriculum. But like I was saying earlier, it is still a club in all essence. So that is what it is at the bare basic level. FFA, you probably think of Future Farmers of America. That's what it stands for. That's what it is. The National FFA Organization changed the name to just be FFA. It doesn't stand for anything anymore in 1988 because the organization is not just for farmers. It has been changed to reflect that, so it can be the future doctors of America, the future scientists of America. It can be anybody who has an interest in agriculture, or it doesn't even have to be agriculture. What the FFA organization is all about is premier leadership and career development. That is our focus. So if you're interested in those things, FFA is for you. We just kind of learn those things through the agricultural lens, which is okay. It doesn't mean that you have to become a farmer or an agriculturalist. You can do whatever you want with those skills once you've obtained them. But we just want to give them to you so that you can be successful in your life. So that is, in an eggshell, what FFA is. FFA is a really wonderful organization to make all those things happen. There are other organizations that are similar, like FBLA, the Future Business Leaders of America, and FCCLA, the Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America. But they are not technically intracurricular organizations. But they do a similar thing, just in a different spotlight. They're spotlighting different topics. So, Future Business Leaders of America is obviously focusing on business, whereas FCCLA is focusing more on the family and consumer education careers like restaurant and design and things like that. FFA's vision is to provide the next generation of leaders who will change the world. So, that's overall what we are all about. Our mission is to make a positive difference in the lives of students by developing their potential for premier leadership, personal growth, and career success through agricultural education. So again, that is our main goal. Our goal is not to make you into a farmer. It is to develop those leadership, personal growth, and career success in you. And remember from our last podcast about agriculture is not just farming. So even if we were just teaching you agriculture and trying to make you become an agriculturalist, it wouldn't necessarily be a farmer. Our motto, that's my favorite part, is learning to do, doing to learn, earning to live, and living to serve. that those are the words that we live by. That embodies what FFA is all about. So learning to do, we're all about teaching you how to do things because that's the whole point of education, right? Doing to learn, we know that the best way to learn is by hands-on learning, getting your hands dirty, doing it, going out in the real world and experiencing it. Earning to live is an essential part of FFA because we want you to be able to earn money to live your life one day, and we like to practice those skills now. We have different opportunities for you to practice that through FFA, through our supervised agricultural experiences. There is an entrepreneurship SAE, which is where you would start your own business or sell something. There's placement supervised agricultural experiences where you work for somebody. We have school-based enterprises where you can practice selling things through a school business. There's lots of different opportunities to practice earning to live through the FFA. And lastly, my absolute favorite is living to serve, because FFA is all about giving back to the community. So we've covered what FFA is and what we embody. Why is it important for you to learn these skills? Well, leadership is a skill that everybody looks for in employment and in the world. We need leadership to guide us and to get things done. So having those leadership skills will help our world in general, as well as help you or your child progress through their career and get different employment opportunities. Personal growth, we all want to grow as people, right? We want to become the best people we can be, and we want our students to be the best people they can be as well. And career success, again, we just want you to be happy and successful in your career. We want you to be whoever you want to be. We want to help you get there. It is also important because you can do a lot of community building. You can make friends. You can find a place where you belong. When I was in high school, I didn't like walk in the doors and go, I'm going to join FFA. What happened is one day I had this note left on my locker asking me to go to the freshman FFA barbecue night. And I was like, okay, I got invited to something. This is cool. And I went home and told my mom about it. And she's like, oh, FFA, that's supposed to be good for college. And I was all about college. So I showed up and I just felt at home there. They went above and beyond to make me feel special and make me feel like I belonged. And from there on, that's was my school home. I was in that classroom all the time. I was helping out wherever possible. I just loved it. So that is an important part of being a teenager, being a kid, is finding your identity and finding a place where you feel like you belong. So that is an important part of joining any club, but FFA might be the one that helps you feel that way. And then, of course, it's important to get involved in different things so that you have something to put on your college resume and your job resumes. So those are some important reasons to join FFA. We also offer scholarships and different award opportunities. And I'm going to get into the different things that we can do in FFA here real quick. But yes, there's lots of award opportunities and ways to that FFA benefits you. So what can you do in FFA? Why is it so fun? How do you build these leadership skills and personal growth and career success? Well, on the local level, it really depends on what the kids want to do because it's a student-led organization. But again, there's a lot of community service. We also do a lot of fundraising. So things I did at my FFA when I was in high school was we sold food at the flea markets. We did a fruit sale. That's FFA's thing. We don't sell cookies. We sell fruit, which is much healthier. And we often also sell cheese and beef sticks as well. So that is our annual fundraiser. If you ever see that and you want to support the FFA, that's how you can do it. And then we just help out different organizations, agricultural organizations, or just nonprofit organizations. we can do food drives because feeding people is what agriculture is all about. So we do a lot with volunteering at food banks and food drives. We do different volunteering opportunities at the fair where we teach people about agriculture. And again, there's so many different opportunities. It all depends what the students want to do. On the state and national level, there are different leadership conferences available for students to attend. Because we're talking about VAST, I'm just going to talk about the middle school opportunities. When you get in high school, there are even more opportunities available to students because as you get older, you can take on more responsibility. So some conferences that are available to middle schoolers to go to is the halftime conference, which takes place in January. And what that is we send one officer. We do have leadership opportunities at FFA because we're all about leadership. So we have local officers. We have an officer team, you know, president, vice president, treasurer, secretary, reporter, and the sentinel would be the typical officer team. And then we also have state and national leadership that have officer teams as well, though their officer teams are bigger than the typical local officer team. So we send one student to the halftime conference, and what that is to get the officer pumped for the rest of the FFA year, and then they take that back to their chapter and they get them pumped for the rest of the year, and that just kind of helps because, you know, in January everything starts to kind of drag. So you really need a little bit of a booster with the cold, gloomy weather. There are fall leadership workshops that happen in the fall. And that is just something that each of the officers have to go to learn about their role as an officer and learn about how to engage their chapter. But also non-officers can go to develop leadership skills. And the state officers put on different workshops to help work with these students, to help them develop them. So it varies every year, and depending on what workshop you choose to go to, what kind of things you'll be learning about. There is the state and national convention, which is where we elect new officers for the state and national level, where we do some of our competitions, well, the advanced competitions. We do different leadership workshops there as well and have lots of keynote speakers, which are incredibly inspiring. We have different career fairs that students can go to and learn about different things. Overall, it's just a really fun, immersive experience. Specifically for middle schoolers, we have the FIRE Conference, which stands for Foundations in Reaching Excellence, and that is an introduction to FFA. It kind of teaches you what it is and gives you some of the skills that you need to excel at FFA. So, like, some of the things that they do is teach you how to be a good public speaker. Maybe they'll teach you how to eat at a formal dinner. They teach you fine dining etiquette, how to tie a tie, how to wear your official dress correctly. Lots of different things at that conference as well. And that's put on by the state officers. And they change the workshops every year about what they do. And then there is the EDGE conference, which again is specific to middle schoolers, and it stands for Experiencing Discovery, Growth, and Excellence. So it's Experiencing Discovery, Growth, and Excellence conference. And those are my favorite because they specifically focus on leadership, and you do a bunch of different leadership workshops, and they're super fun. So that, again, depends. Each year they change it up so that you have something different, and it's run by the state officers again, so you each year you have a different officer running it, so they want to do different things. But lots of different leadership development conferences that you can do on the state and national level. And we do leadership activities as well at the local level. We do community building activities at our meetings and leadership development and teamwork activities. Lots of fun stuff. Let's talk about competitions now, because that's where it gets really fun, because you can get awards for those. So let's start with AgriScience Fair. It's just like a science fair, except it's agricultural based. We have lots of different categories that you can pick from. in the agri-science fair that reflect the agricultural education curriculum. You can work with a partner or by yourself, and the middle schoolers have their own division, so they don't have to go up against the high schoolers, because that's a little intimidating. They could definitely still win, but they just don't have to worry about that. They're just going up against their other middle school peers. So the Agri-Science Fair categories are animal systems, environmental services / natural resource systems, food products and processing systems, plant systems, power structural and technical systems, and social science. So they pick something that they want to investigate, and they complete a science fair experiment on it, and then they report to the state convention, and if they get first place, then they get to go on to national convention. It's really a neat opportunity. They get interviewed by the judges. You have to complete a logbook about your experiments. You have to do a lab report. You have to do a literature review. It's very, very in detail and very authentic to what it would be like to actually complete a science experiment and get it evaluated by your peers and get it evaluated by your higher ups. So that's a really neat experience. We have the talent show. So there is the state and national talent show. Yeah, you know, it's just like a normal talent show. You go up there and you, normally it's singing, but you could dance or do a puppet show, whatever it is that your talent is, and get evaluated by judges, and then you move on. So that's a really neat opportunity as well. Taylor Swift was at FFA, just so you guys know. So lots of celebrities have been in FFA. Jimmy Carter was in FFA, the president. So lots of cool people in FFA. We also have an FFA band and choir. So if you're really musical and like band and choir in school, there's opportunities for you to do that as well in FFA. So that's another really neat thing. They play at state and, well, they play at state convention, and if they are good enough, they'll go on to national convention. And they also typically play at the fairs. So that's a really neat opportunity as well, if that is something you're interested in. We have several leadership development events, and those used to be called speaking contests. So that's essentially kind of what it is public speaking, which is a really important leadership skill that you have. Most of them are for high schoolers. The only leadership development event or public speaking event that we have for middle schoolers in the FFA currently is the Quiz Bowl, which is a trivia contest about FFA. Really, really fun to do, and you work on team building skills, public speaking. So that is leadership development events. And then we have career development events, which all of them are available to the middle schoolers. And they are just events that kind of give you a little snapshot of an agricultural career, and there's quite a few different options. They vary depending on the state, and just because you have it at the state level doesn't mean they have it at the national level, unfortunately. But there are lots of different options, and we could probably find one that matches your child's interest or your interest if you're a student and you're listening to this. There's sales, there's agronomy, there's animal evaluations, floriculture, where you like build a floral design and you get evaluated on it. There's food science, there's business, where you like propose a product or you try and sell a product. So there's a lot of different options where you can compete to demonstrate your ability in those careers. There's a vet science one where you have to do a equipment evaluation. You have to identify the different equipment. You have to identify different pests. There's a test you have to take where you like do a math component. You have to calculate the amount of medicine the animals need and things like that. And they typically also have a practicum where you have to demonstrate some sort of skill, like how to properly hold a rabbit or how to give it an injection or how to use a microscope. So there's a lot of different cool career development events out there, And again, there's probably one that matches your interest that you could compete in and potentially go on to nationals. So those are our FFA competitions. Again, there's more as you go on into high school, but it's a good start. And there are plenty of leadership opportunities, as we touched on previously. There is being a chapter officer, a state officer, a national officer as you go on. There's all those leadership conferences and workshops. And we just like to emphasize that you can always be a leader. That's what it's all about, is developing these leadership skills so you can take a stance and go out there and be a leader. So that is what FFA is, why you should join, and what all you can do with it. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you tune into our next episode.